Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the truth about land acquisitions all week. It's everybody just wants the truth. We are going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly about, and there's not too much ugly, the truth in acquisitions. We're going to talk about the stuff that nobody ever talks about unless they've got 3,000 deals under their belt.
You know what's funny? Of all the property types you could possibly, seriously, this is what's interesting. If you're worried about land, we really got to talk, because of all the property types that you could be flipping on the planet, this is probably the easiest.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
I mean, Jill and I are not in the land
business. So if you get hung up on this one.
I'll talk about it in a minute. Because okay. I cut my teeth on the most complicated type of real estate.
Perfect example.
Which is long-term care buildings. So
right.
You have to get...
If you can handle that, you can handle land.
Before we get to the topic, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay, wait. I have to say something really funny, though. Maybe if we have time at the end of the show, I'm writing a note here. I would like to play a game called, if you can handle that, like getting a PhD. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what's so funny. Some people are like, well, I am a biochemical research analyst, and I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole land thing.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I read that all the time.
I get that all the time. I'm like... Are you kidding me?
I read that stuff all the time in land investors.
This is you goofing off on a video game compared to what you do in real life.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like two work days of your whole
of
year.
Of your real
and then you know
job.
How to do it.
I do cancer research, but I'm not sure about
but how to price
talking to
mailer.
A seller.
Right. I see that all the time. I have the same thought. You've never talked about that. That's
yeah. So we'll play that. I'll try to get to the end, and I'll remind you that we'll do. If you can handle that, you can handle this. That'll be good.
All right.
LeBron asks, "What's the difference in buying land versus buying houses or other property types?" Just kind of answered it. If you could handle houses or other property types,
land.
Oh my gosh, you could handle land.
Well, here I'm going to actually technically answer this.
Okay.
Here's what complicates any type of real estate deal. Real estate agents, the number one complication factor is a real estate agent. Number two, lenders, or thank specifically a lender rep, like mortgage brokers, okay? Mm-hmm. Not just the lenders themselves usually have, please fill this out, and we'll let you know in 3 days.
Right.
Mortgage brokers are, you have to go through all kinds of, you have to feed their ego. So don't get me started. So now, and then regulations, inspections, maybe if there's government regulation involved, like I just mentioned, that's what complicates deals. So right at the beginning of the show, I said, there's a reason we sell land. And it's all because I did all that stuff before we started buying and selling land. I kept going over in my head saying, this is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Why is this so complicated? We're just buying this property.
It's hard.
Why does it 3 weeks? This is back then.
He wants to sell.
3 weeks.
I want to buy.
3 weeks to get a lender approval on a $100,000 loan? Come on.
Right.
So I whittled away all the stuff, the agents, the brokers, the inspectors, and now you've got just a piece of property sitting there nobody wants anymore. They don't care if the seller doesn't care about the price, and you have me with my checkbook in my hand and an escrow agent that we have handpicked that's on our side and understands the business and has some experience. That's it. A buyer and a seller, a checkbook, and a title agent, an escrow agent. So that's the difference. That's a good question. You know, I love one sentence questions like
exactly.
This. What's the difference between this and this?
Yeah. Man, if you, and I love it. One of the things I love is a lot of people that come to us that they've flipped houses and they've done this and they've done that. And they're like, I know that there's something for me in you know, real estate investment, but I'm so sick of that. And I'm like, oh, you're going to love this. And it's funny because, you know, we talk, you know, weeks and months later, they're like, oh my gosh, you're right. This is so much easier. My favorite is the one that the guy that I talked to, it was like a year or two ago, and he said, you know, Jill, I saw you guys, but I thought about it. But he's like, you know, I didn't want to do this thing because it wasn't sexy. He said, I wanted to go into flipping houses.
Right.
And he called me and he's like, I am so done with that. That's not, it's not worth it. And he's with us now. It was so darn funny. I'm like, yep, I understand.
A couple of years ago, Jill and I were in the grocery store together. And she's, I'm going to throw you under the bus here a little bit.
Uh-oh.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Our differences are good.
Okay.
Not bad.
I think so.
And so we're kind of just planning the week or the month or whatever. We're buying groceries. And she said, I said, you know, we should make this, this, and this, and we should do this kind of this, you know, because I like, both of us cook. And Jill said, you know, I really don't like to make any recipe that's got, I don't know,
more than four ingredients.
You remember that?
I do.
And I stopped,
right,
and I'm like, wait a second, how the hell, it's not worth it.
At this
Why
point in my life.
Why would I sit down and do all this and make, it's not going to taste good. And you know what? She was absolutely right. That's what we do now.
It's true.
Four ingredient meals and stuff.
It's true. Otherwise, we're going out.
And it's just as good. It's a lot faster.
Thank you.
It's a lot easier. It's probably way more healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's way more healthy. So, you know, it's the same thing with real estate deals. Do you want to do a real estate deal where you make $100,000 at the end and there's 22 steps, or do you want there to be 4 steps?
And you make 20 each time and you do them in half the time.
And you only seek out the easy ones then.
Exactly.
Now there's less people involved, less ingredients, less reading, just less.
Yep.
And most importantly, your risk when there's less steps like this is dramatically reduced. And in some cases, I would argue eliminated.
Yeah.
Because there's just no way you can lose.
Right.
What's going to happen to a piece of land, the asset itself, if it burns down?
Right.
In a lot of cases, it's worth more. It's worth more than when you started.
Yeah, great. It just cleared all the brush. I love it.
But like every is that, so those are the differences.
Uh-huh.
Here's the similarities. All real estate deals have this in common. Buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
There's no replacement for that.
Thank you.
We live in a day and age. This day and age, where there's an abundance of data, which all but eliminates risk for you. More data, the better.
Yep.
Today's topic, the truth about land acquisitions. This is the meat of the show. Jill, I know you did a ton of research, wrote a bunch of notes before.
I did.
Sometimes she writes none, and she just shows up and sits down and looks good.
Thank you.
But you have a ton of stuff here.
I did. So I have a lot I want to cover here. I want to talk about, first we're going to cover what's really involved. I want to talk about some of the negatives, because this is the truth about land acquisitions. And then I want to talk about, wrap it up with, how to really kill it. Because, you know, over the years, we've been doing this now for how many years? Three or so. Over 3 years.
It's just over, well, Land Academy is over 3.
Oh, yeah, but now,
we've
not the whole business
real
since the 90s.
25 years.
Yeah, so that's going on 30 years for you, by the way. Not to throw you under the bus.
I live under the bus.
I know. You like it there. It's shady. So, all right. That's a good
you
one.
You like me there, I think. Where's Dad? Oh, he's under the bus.
Fixing something. No. All right. So, let's talk about what's really involved in land acquisitions. And I want to talk about, too, who are good candidates and who are not good candidates, because that'll help us with what's involved, like data. Take it, please.
What's the question? I was thinking about living under a bus.
Oh, you're just distracted.
And I was thinking, you know, every man thinks about this stuff. Listen to this.
Okay. Distract you.
Every man thinks about buying a piece of property for $5,000 and putting some version of a bus on it, putting up solar panels and a water tank.
Like an RV bus, not just a bus.
Or just, you know, maybe or in a forest or something like that, because it's simpler. Everybody, men want to simplify stuff. And living under a bus for a couple days doesn't sound that bad to
me. How about living in a bus?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you.
And the bus is good?
In the bus is good. I don't know why you need to be under it, but okay. All right, so here's the thing. So what's really involved? What do you need to know to make it? What can you not be afraid of, like Excel?
So the truth about land acquisitions, not sales, not emotion, any of that stuff, is that they're really, really easy. We alluded to it earlier on. It takes a willing seller, and it's your job to find that. You are the willing buyer. A little bit of money, and somebody who's going to close a deal. A lot of times you just close a deal if it's small enough.
Exactly.
So land acquisitions are all about finding that seller. And the most efficient ways to find sellers. For a lot of years, I would travel around the country going to tax deed auctions, and that's how I found a seller. And this is kind of when the internet was just starting to really kick in. It was during that time where to get an internet connection, you put it through a phone line, DSL, not cable like we have now. There was no such thing as Wi-Fi. So there were very much fewer people on there. Right. And it was efficient. Now the auctions are overrun, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And that's how we discovered sending mail out. It's the truth about land acquisitions, the real truth, the stuff that nobody talks about, they're very, very easy to buy. There's a lot of unwanted land out there from people that live out of state or whatever, and they'll just almost give it away.
Exactly.
It's a little bit more complicated to sell it. And here's the reason.
It's good.
The people who sell property, the price is the reason property sells, period. And so the only reason that land doesn't sell almost immediately when you buy it is, number one, you pay too much. Well, none of us do that anymore.
Right.
And number two, the people that are most interested in buying the property don't know it's for sale.
Exactly.
You're not reaching the right people. That, and albeit this is the truth about land acquisitions.
Yep.
And tomorrow, by the way, is the truth about land sales.
Okay.
So I'm going to save the vast majority of land sales for that tomorrow. But you have to go through, here's some broad numbers. If you send out 300 to 500 direct mail offers done properly, you're going to buy a piece of real estate. And I mean for great prices.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. You're going to get some people that are disgusted with your offer, and they're going to call you back, and they're going to tell you about it. They're going to tell you how awful that they think your offer is. If you can't handle that, I always say put your thick skin suit on, because it happens. Jill says it happens in every business. If you're on a laundromat, somebody's going to be upset about how clean their clothes are.
It's not that big of a deal. You know what's so funny?
I don't think it's a big deal either,
no.
But people just need to know about it.
Oh, well, like I said, it's every business. Do you think American Express walks around with every single person calling them saying, I love you? No.
Why are you American Express?
Well, I'm just, dream it up. Dream up any company. I don't care who it is. There's unhappy customers, and there's people doing chargebacks, and you know, whatever it is, they're always going to have something like that. So I don't think it's that big of a deal. But I do think that some people can't handle it, and that's the same people that couldn't handle it, and that's why they might be a librarian.
Here's a couple things that you're going
to
run into.
Or something, not to pick on librarians, but you know what I mean? They're going to pick a whole different career if they can't handle dealing with customers or anybody that raises their voice. Thank God for you.
You should live in our house for a while.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine if we met and I said, I'm a librarian? After you get past the outfit, you realize it's really not what you want. And I mean you, not everybody. For some people, that's perfect. Like, we know a couple, and we know a librarian, and they do really great, and we love them. So anyway, and she's awesome. What's funny is she's not your normal librarian, but she is in the library. But yeah, anyway.
Here's some things that you can expect when you start to buy land. Number one, you have to review each property for its specific level of access, especially rural vacant land. Mm-hmm. Can you get to it physically? And does it have legal access? So you need to really look into that. Should it stop you from this career? No. But you get a lot of properties in where you get excited and it's just, there's no access. I'm going to choose not to buy this property. It doesn't have any access.
Exactly.
That said, there are members in our group, we're not one of them, who specialize in no access land because they get it for nothing. And then they spend the money to make it either have access, or they have a group of buyers that it just doesn't bother them.
Right.
Access is an issue.
This is good.
Here's another, the real truth. There's a lot of dead people who own real estate, who own land. And it's not that they planned on dying. They just did. And they didn't have their stuff, their affairs all in order before that happened. So we talk to Jill and I and all of our members daily, talk to children or heirs, let's call them, of estates where they're not experts in that by any stretch. And they are looking to us to help them solve this problem. It's the property's not in my name, and we just bought a house. Yeah, today we closed on it.
Mm-hmm.
The mother's been dead for 10 years, and it was all a mess. And Jillian did it. and we bought a property for a very attractive amount of money. Mm-hmm. And solved a bunch of back tax problems and all kinds of stuff. In fact, that's what we're both going to do when we get off out of here. So these are the things. This is the real truth about buying land. If these things, like Jill said, if we have to whisper and tiptoe around and it's just out of your comfort level, and you, this is not for you.
Well, here's the thing. There are a lot of moving parts, but none of it's crazy. The big picture thing about acquisitions is it all starts there. And I know we're going to talk more about it tomorrow. And I love the saying that you have, which is, you know, good acquisition solves all sales problems, which is really, really true. So you, this is the point where you win. And at the land acquisition, that's when we high five each other, by the way. It's not when it's someone checks out and they pay and that we see the payment go through and like, no. Oh, we sold that. That's not our high five moment.
We know that's going
to happen. Yeah, our high five moment is right now. It is the acquisition part. And I've heard you, there's times that we're out or we're somewhere and we'd even be with friends. You're like, listen to Jill. And you can hear me. And you're, I'm like, all right, can we agree on X whatever price? And then I hang up the phone and that's when we're like, I can't believe we just got it.
To dinner and stuff.
Okay, now quickly, we got to get that deed out to her and get that notary now before anybody changes their minds, you know, kind of thing. Not that they would, but you know what I mean? It's all like, you solved a problem. You're solving problems. That's another good thing about this. You're talking to people that often bought land for some purpose. This is an interesting thing I want to bring up. Usually you buy vacant land, not always as an investment. It seems like the people we talked to, a lot of them, they were going to do something.
Put
with
a bus
it.
On it and live under it.
They were going to retire there. They were going to build a cabin there. They were going to do something with it. So sometimes it's a little bit kind of sad for them to part for these things. And often they're reaching back out to us because they have a need to get rid of it. Maybe they are retiring and they don't want this on their balance sheet anymore. The kids don't want it, whatever. So you're solving problems. There are a lot of moving parts. Sure, just like everything, you're going to have people, like Steven said, you know, that are going to be not thrilled with your offer. Big deal. We always kind of giggle and say, okay, thank you.
Here's the good news.
And move on.
So those are the real truth points. I mean, if I can think of anything else, we'll talk about it here in the after show. But here's the good news. You can make an absolute fortune doing this. Joe and I have made tens of millions of dollars selling lands, but let's talk about the truth, though. Everybody says tens of millions of dollars in real estate, and oh, that's a nice new yacht you have and all that. All you need to do is concentrate on that first deal if you haven't done one, and then the second one, and then get to 10 deals and decide if it's for you. And then decide on what your minimum dollar threshold per transaction is. Jill and I are working on a deal right now. We're going to buy the property for about $200,000. We're going to split it all up. It's actually pre-zoned to be 14 pieces of property in a very urban area. And at the end of the whole thing, when we're going to participate with the developer to build on it, we'll net about $2 million bucks. Now, that's what you have to look forward to if you stick with it and do the $40,000 deals. But can this easily replace your job the second year? Let's say after you've got and you figure it out easily. Follow me on this. You buy property for $4,000 and you sell it for $8,000. Now you have $8,000 in the bank. And then you do it again, 16 times two, 32 times two. You know, you're gonna have a couple $100,000 in the bank very, very quickly as long as you don't make bad acquisition decisions and you learn how to send out mailers properly. That's the truth about buying land.
I have a good one.
I've seen people fail, dismally fail at this for this one reason. They got sidetracked, and usually it's because you send a mailer out and a guy says, absolutely, I'll sell you this property, thanks, but let's do that. But, oh, hey, by the way, I have this property over here. Why don't you make me an offer on it? And they make an offer, it's out of all the data. You just threw all that out of the window. Everything you learned, you never made an offer in Excel first. So that's not good. I've seen people take it sidetracked, but this is the one thing, the one single thing.
I'll be over here.
That messes up people's land career. And it has nothing to do with real estate and everything to do with life, marriage, buying a new car, moving to a different state, kids.
Are you done now?
That's what you got to be careful of. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Wow, are you done now?
That was long. That was long. I'm teasing you. We're all good.
I'm excited about
I know
I'm
you love it.
Here. I'm just,
What's I know you're good. No, I'm teasing.
Okay.
Not you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I am teasing. You're all good.
This is Truth Week.
I know
tell
it is.
Tell the truth.
Well, all right. That was a little long. I'll tell you the truth. Okay. Can we each do one last one, please?
I'm done.
Okay. Thank you. I have one last one. One of my number one truths I love about land acquisitions is people don't get it.
Yeah. That's true.
It makes me so happy when I talk to people and they I don't know, for whatever reason, they figure out we're doing well in life. Let's just say that. And so there's a common question is, what the heck do you guys do? Right.
Yeah.
And then because they're all in and I might, depending on the person, I might say, well, as a matter of fact, we flip a lot of properties. Oh, like houses or what do you do? I'm like, no. A lot of it's mostly rural vacant land, and they gloss over and they think it's dumb or whatever it is. They don't get it. They're like, oh, there's no value there, you know, kind of thing. And yeah. I'm like, yay.
Yeah, there's no
that's
value.
That's awesome. Because you know what that is to me? One less person that I'm competing with. You know, who cares? Not that it matters anyway. There's not like really any competition. And that's the truth. There's not a lot of us.
Yeah.
When you really think about it, yeah, we're going to other things, House Academy and stuff. And even that, I'm not worried about because there's so much out there. There's still not a lot of us. When you add up all the properties and the size of us.
I haven't thought about competition.
Nope.
And I haven't run into any competition.
Nope.
In the last 20 years.
Yep.
Not even a single instance.
I get excited when people don't get this. I'm like, awesome. Because it's not hard. Even if you do get it, you win. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss the truth about land sales.
And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on our free online community found off of landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Okay, we didn't get to do our thing, which I thought was actually even better. Our end, you know, if you can handle that game. So I thought let's do it tomorrow on Friday.
Okay.
Because that'd be more fun with the sales and everything.
Good.
So that'd be good. Because like we said, what we alluded today, the acquisitions solve a lot of sales things. So we're not going to have as much to talk about on sales, but we will have some good stuff.
Sales is all you.
Okay.
How do you sell a piece of land, Jill? Save it for tomorrow.
Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening, or maybe you're watching us on YouTube, and please subscribe there too.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.